John Hansen has our Block Club Chicago report. We call it Extremely Local News. It's sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John, nice to see Block Club giving props to a library in the Lincoln Square neighborhood. This is something, isn't it?
We love our bookstores. We love our libraries. And one of the big ones in Lincoln Square is the Sulzer Regional Library, which encompasses an entire city block. It's at Montrose and Lincoln Avenue. You may have walked by it or driven by it and not realized it was a regional library. But yeah, it was a write-up for the 40th anniversary, which happened this weekend. It's a really nice piece because I think it highlighted, I think a lot of people out there might say, well, what good is the public library these days? And the article really just dives into a lot of neighbors and how they utilize the library, from everything from copying and digital printing, which people are able to do, taking their kids to community reading times, applying for jobs. A lot of neighbors that maybe don't have access to the internet still are able to get on in there. Mahjong games happening in there. I mean, like, it really is a true community space. And we wanted to give props to the library for 40 years. And it's got an interesting story how it came about, who it's named after. It's named after a Swiss immigrant who lived in the neighborhood back in the 1800s. And I don't know. I everyone go get your library card, whether you're in Chicago or beyond. I think that's an important part of being a part of any community.
Yeah, the message, rediscover your neighborhood library. You may be pleasantly surprised, and check out more on that Lincoln Square gem at blockclubchicago.org. An overlooked area of our city, the Palmer Square Historical Homes, and now we have a chance to tour, don't we?
I love getting into rich people's houses. There's something fun about that. I love walking around Palmer Square. Those historic homes really are something, with the oversized big porches that often wrap around. The trees are old because the homes are old. And the Preservation Society in Logan Square is doing their 35th biennial house walk, which will take over Palmer Square. It also closes the north side of the street in the neighborhood for a car show as well. So it's really kind of a throwback to many years ago, whether it's old cars from the 50s and 60s or the homes from the turn of the century. And on the article we have a tour of some of the homes as well, just to kind of get an idea. But it also benefits the Logan Square Preservation Society and all sorts of stuff. And it's cool to get a peek inside of the architecture, especially some of the buildings and homes that have done so much work to keep it, the inside, looking as much as it did when it was when they were built.
The event will be Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
That's right.
And finally, tell us about the Chicago Sky mascot getting some extra love.
A glow up, as the kids say, Bob. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, the Chicago Sky had Sky Guy for a long time, and a lot of fans wondered why they were just confused about Sky Guy. Why is there this kind of superhero guy cheering on women's basketball? And it just wasn't a huge part of the show. So they had Sky the Lioness be redrawn and redone, and she was a pretty big success when she came out, but some people thought, she doesn't quite have the moves that we want. So they hired a new person to be inside Sky the Lioness. And Bob, this mascot is taking over social media. They obviously will not tell us who's inside the costume. Suffice to say, though, it's a woman from the South Side who has a background in gymnastics. And Sky the Lioness is getting so much love on social media now from all over the country. And the Sky didn't have a great season, and they just wrapped it on up. But it was nice to see the fans have something to cheer about for a mascot that they can really be proud of for the Chicago Sky. And hope they turn it around next year.
I'm going to impress my friends by using the term glow up today. Thank you for that, John Hansen.
Please, 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 please. Yes.
Have a good one.